If you're a New Year's resolution sort, you'd better kick it into high gear. If you have any unfinished resolutions for 2016, by the time you're hearing this, it will be well under 48 hours and counting until it will be time for a new list for a new year. As crazy as it seems and sounds, 2016 is just almost over, and 2017 is ready to be ushered in. Last year I shared my own list of resolutions on here by way of a 2016 New Year's episode, and looking over that list, I see I hit on something like half of them. I'm not sure if that's a good or bad percentage, but I look at it this way. I had some success last year in the things that I set out to do, and the stuff I didn't get done gives me a foundation for some things to work on in 2017. Perhaps you're a resolution-setting sort yourself, or maybe not. No matter your own thoughts about resolutions, this much is certain. We do stand at the precipice of a new year, and time, as it's been noted, stops for no one. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. I'm not sure how much of a resolution kind of guy I am. I do like setting goals, though I don't think of myself as a zealous goal setter, and I certainly don't think it's the end of life as I know it if I fail to complete them all. No, I just like having an idea of what I'd like to achieve to help me think through the steps I need to go through in order to do it. At times in my life I have kept lists of things to be done, resolutions if you will, that varied from weekly task sheets to things stretching out for months. The idea of setting resolutions dates back to the ancient Babylonians, who were big on making promises to start each new year in an attempt to win the favor of their various gods. Many of those early resolutions dealt with practical matters, such as paying off debt and returning borrowed farm equipment. The practice of resolutions is something that's hung around through present day, and ties in nicely with the conclusion of one year and the beginning of another. I mean, who doesn't like the idea of a reset button or a fresh start? That's what a new calendar year represents, and why we set resolutions. We want to do better, and now's the time to do it. In my opinion, there is nothing wrong with that at all. I think that in everything we do, there's always room for a bit of improvement, or to know more, and it behooves us to be moving in that direction. I do think for many, resolutions at the start of a year look something like those old black and white movie segments that show hundreds of land rush clamoring covered wagons tearing out from the starting point as the gun goes off to signal the beginning. Most fall away pretty quickly as they realize the enormity of the task in front of them. A few determined souls make it through to the end. Resolutions can be kind of like that. I once saw a university study online that related to resolutions. The top three resolutions they identified were pretty darned universal. They were: lose weight, eat better, get more organized, and spend less, save more. Raise your hand if you've ever committed to do better at one or more of those things to start a new year. Yeah, I thought so. Pretty much everyone. If you're driving, go ahead and put your hand back on the wheel. Those three would cover a decent percent of the population, in my humble opinion. Fact is, change is hard, isn't it? Of course it is. If it wasn't, we'd all change much more readily more often. In that same survey, only 8% of those surveyed said they were successful in their resolutions through the whole year, though people who explicitly made a resolution were 10 times more likely to succeed in changing what they wanted to change. Here's what I get from that. Resolutions can be hard to keep, but those who make a conscious effort at seeing a need for and wanting change stand a better chance of seeing change occur. Food for thought for those of you who actually have something written down that you'd like to work on this year. Of course, the start of a new year isn't just about resolutions. There are a number of New Year's traditions that have evolved through the years, in our country and others. In Spain, people bolt down a dozen grapes right before midnight, which is meant to symbolize their hopes for the 12 months of the coming new year. Food is often a big part of New Year celebrations, and pork is prominent as a party food in many countries, whereas pigs are thought by many to represent prosperity and progress. In the Netherlands, ring-shaped cakes are served and symbolize that the year has come full circle. In the Scandinavian countries, rice pudding with an almond hidden inside is served in the belief that whoever finds the almond will have a full 12 months of good fortune. My point here? There are a lot of customs out there besides ours. Speaking of which, we have a number of customs as well, don't we? To include things like parties that include a countdown to midnight, food, drink, and the company of friends. A kiss at midnight is fairly traditional and not terribly difficult to accomplish, or so says the happily married man on the radio program. The traditional Countdown to Midnight song is Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne is credited with having been written by Scottish poet Robert Burns in 1788, though others contributed, and even Burns admits, that he relied on work by earlier poet James Watson. The song's iconic, somewhat enigmatic title can be loosely translated as For the Sake of Old Times. Around the Dillingham area, fireworks are also something of a tradition, and really, it's actually for good reason, considering we have a major holiday to attach it to, and it's actually dark enough to count for something. But let's bring it back around to resolutions again. And, in the spirit of Bristol Bay Field Notes, attempt to connect it to the outdoors. I actually haven't given a lot of thought, per se, to goals as specific resolutions, but I do have a few things at the front of my mind I'd like to see come off during 2017. One item still on the list from past years includes helping my wife and daughters get their first caribou. Last fall didn't work out well with my wife's schedule during fall season or for my daughters, because the three of them spent 3 weeks in August in Kansas visiting family. I did take my oldest daughter for an extended birthday caribou hunt in October, and while we were close a couple of times, the fact remains that she still is in search of her first caribou. So I'd have to say that seeing one or all of them get their first caribou is still very high on my list for 2017. In the case of my daughters, we took a step in a positive direction over Christmas, with each of them getting a new rifle. Purchased in calibers that will work for caribou and be comfortable, and with stocks sized for their frames, these guns should help move things in a productive direction and make time at the range more fun, too. I'm secretly nursing a hope that we'll have a normal winter still, and I can get my wife down to the Noshagak Peninsula and get her caribou crossed off fairly soon in 2017. Another carryover for what seems like the umpteenth time is me telling myself that I resolve to lose weight and get in better shape. An inconsistent level of exercise combined with a way too consistent level of eating continues to condemn me on this one. On the plus side, I'm not getting any heavier. However, I'm not getting a whole lot lighter either, at least for any sustained period of time. And I'm not getting any younger. It's my understanding that there is some link to that being a harder thing to pull off as we get older, so I really do need to get going on this one. We'll see what 2017 brings. Maybe this will be the year it finally comes together. I won't hold it against you if you decide to doubt me. One kind of biggie outdoor-related thing that I definitely want to see happen in 2017 is for me to get a cabin built. I was a land lottery drawing recipient to be able to stake some land on Snake Lake a couple of years ago and did so, finding a nice little parcel to call my own. The next step is to put up a small cabin, which I hope to do early this summer. I've got some of the supplies purchased and ready for the first barge, and will be putting together a list for the rest of what I need. Barring something unforeseen, I fully expect to have a place to go to by this time next year. I still need to get my family on a float trip somewhere, yet another unfulfilled resolution. I love river rafting. I've spoke of it often on this show. My oldest daughter has been on a float trip and understands what her dear old dad sees in float trips. But my youngest daughter and my wife have still yet to have that chance, and that needs to change, hopefully this next year. I did have some successes in 2016. For example, I got back into reloading to the point where I feel competent at it again. I am currently reloading for most of the rifles I own and plan to purchase dies for the rifles I just bought for my daughters to tailor their loads for maximum efficiency for when they get to hunt. Also, I did manage to maintain a decent level of being outside, as measured by how many days I spent in a tent. I spent 31 days in a tent in 2015 and actually exceeded that by a couple of days last year. Even so, it would certainly be a goal to maintain both of those for 2017. In closing, I would say only this. Be thinking about what it is you want to be doing and achieving outdoors in the coming year. The clock is ticking. In fact, it's always ticking. Take advantage of any and all time you can spend outdoors while you can. Never take anything for granted, and enjoy what our corner of the world has to offer. Best of wishes to everyone on a great start to 2017. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.